Fossil hunters in China have discovered two skeletons from a kind of animal that no one has ever seen before. It was a mammal about the size of a dog, and it lived about 135 million years ago. This discovery overturns the conventional wisdom that the earliest mammals were all the size of rodents and meek. Experts think this mammal was tougher because of what it ate. NPR's Christopher Joyce tells this story.
Once upon a time, a dog-sized mammal ate a whole dinosaur. It's true. There are photographs. Here's the history. Mammals, warm-blooded, hairy animals that suckle their young, evolved about 180 million years ago. They were warmly welcomed by reptiles and dinosaurs who ate them. To survive, the textbooks say, mammals stayed very small, out of sight, out of stomach. But Chinese scientists have punctured that argument. They found an ancient mammal the size of a dog, much bigger than the mousy mammals around at that time. It had big, sharp teeth. And inside one of the skeletons, where its stomach once was, nestled something truly weird, a set of tiny bones.
I hope this might be an embryo, a baby mammal within the stomach of the mother.
Jin Meng is currently with the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. An embryo would have been a fabulous find, but it was not an embryo. It was dinner.
It turned out to be a dinosaur.
Granted, it was a small dinosaur, about 5 inches from tip to tail. But so what? The point here is, some of the earliest mammals, our ancestors, were big enough to challenge the dominant dinos. Clearly, not all mammals back then were nocturnal hole dwellers living on insects and plants. Meng says the one that ate the dinosaur tore it limb from limb and didn't bother to chew much. The arm and the leg bones were still intact inside.
So now we have the direct evidence then that this creature is eating meat, including dinosaurs. All those information are totally new to us.
Scientists have found clues recently that some early mammals might have been bigger than commonly believed, but the evidence was thin, a bone here, a tooth there. Paleontologist Anne Weil from Duke University says if you told her a year ago a 30-pound mammal coexisted with dinosaurs, she wouldn't have believed it.
Part of what's so cool about this discovery is that both specimens are almost complete skeletons, so that the authors were able to make very precise measurements as to the dimensions of the animal.
Weil says the discovery will trigger some rethinking about the relationship between mammals and dinosaurs and how they influenced each other. For example, the idea has been that dinosaurs were such successful predators that other animals simply evolved to live inconspicuously in their shadows or got eaten out of existence.
Well, you know, this dinosaur could eat these mammals for hors d'oeuvres. But here we have evidence of a mammal eating dinosaurs, you know, predation on dinosaurs. And then you have to turn it around and say, well, you know, so what kind of predation pressure could mammals exert on small dinosaurs?
The fossil animals, called Repenomamus, were found in China's Liaoning province. The region has produced so many new finds that local farmers are going into the bone trade. Scientists in China and at the Museum of Natural History described this latest discovery in the current issue of the journal Nature. And yes, there are photographs. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
And you can see those photographs showing skeletons, including the mammal's last meal, at our website, npr.org.